The Lord has need of you. The disciples heard these words as they decided to follow Jesus. The Lord has need of you. The donkey's owner heard when the disciples reappropriated the animal. The Lord has need of you. The upper room's owner heard a little later this week. The Lord has need of you. Simon of Cyrene, the one who carried the cross, heard even a little bit farther this week. The Lord has need of you. Joseph of Arimathea heard in reference to the cave that became the tomb for Jesus's body. The Lord has need of you. The women heard as they took the spices to care for Jesus's body. The Lord has need of you. The disciples hear as we tell the world the good news of Jesus. But I'm getting ahead of myself in our story. On this day, on Palm Sunday, we hear of Jesus getting a colt, a donkey, for entree into Jerusalem. Now, this might seem a bit like a delegated chore. You know, the kind of chore like picking the windblown straw out of the garden beds around the church. Or the kind of chore like scrubbing walls of fingerprints and such. The kind of chore like organizing closets or stuffing envelopes. The kind of things like the disciples in Mark getting a boat ready for Jesus. It seems they were in the transportation business quite often. Or finding out how much food it was going to take to feed the multitudes. Securing a room and preparing a meal for the Last Supper. And of course, chasing that donkey for the triumphal entry. It was only a chapter before what we've heard that two disciples asked to be seated at the right and the left hand of God. Jesus reminds them that in this community, in this gathering of believers, the leaders serve. It's not so much like the Roman society with pomp and circumstance filled with imperial ceremony and recognition of status. This community had no rulers, had no supervisors, had a group of servants. And yet we hear the disciples jockeying for position, angling for glory, and arguing who was the best among them. We see a bit of irony in the fact that just after asking to be the right and the left hand of Jesus, they're mucking out stalls and running after a runaway animal. For this, they left their fishing nets. Perhaps it was to their surprise that they got the animal at all. They don't know. Maybe Jesus approached the owner ahead of time. Perhaps he was part of the underground network of those in the Galilean countryside. Perhaps the owner was eager to answer the question, how can I be of service to God? The Lord had need of the donkey and of us. But would we be like that? If you're anything like me, it might be that too often we have plans of our own without being attuned to how it is that God might have need of us. How do we respond when the Lord asks us to share our time, our talents, our gifts? What priority does God get for us? Are we able to hear that whisper, the Lord has need of you, over the busyness of life. It's so easy to go from the shouting of hosannas on this day to the singing of Christ the Lord is risen today. In just a week, we'll be singing together. But in between, you and I walk with Jesus a week of conflict and betrayal, of injustice and agony, of hopelessness. In fact, Holy Week is a bit of a lifetime in miniature. That insurance commercial that says life comes at you fast, Holy Week comes at you fast. If we were honest, we need about a month to process all, spiritually and emotionally, of what happens during Holy Week. But we don't get it, do we? Isn't it like that for you and I in our own holy weeks? When everything seems to be going just well in our lives, and out of the blue, you or a loved one receives a life-threatening diagnosis. Or perhaps you lose your job and wonder how you're going to make the ends meet. The week comes pretty fast. Then we all have times in which we live our own holy weeks, whether it's the first century Holy Week together or the 21st century Holy Week ourselves. So how do we live in such a way that we can hear the quiet whisper, the warming heart, the suggestion in our soul that we might answer affirmatively when we hear, the Lord has need of you, even and perhaps especially in the midst of our own holy weeks. Each of us faces some challenge, but the one thing that binds us together is that God has gifted us each with a way that we can answer when God says, I have need of you. Each of us is gifted and needs to serve. So this week, as we walk together this Holy Week, and we stamp our passport with location to location, the temple to the upper room, the Garden of Gethsemane to the Hill of Calvary, from a garden tomb until we meet next Sunday. I don't want to give away the ending, but I'm pretty sure there's an empty tomb next week. We go into this week with vigor instead of with fatigue because the Lord has need of us for this week. The Lord has need of us to walk with Jesus and to walk with one another. The Lord has need of you. How will you respond? This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.